Well, here in Orange County, one of the biggest stories of the month has been about an emu running around. A lot of people following that. Up in Durham, they are dealing with their own animal story, a lost goat that was found wandering the streets a couple of weeks ago in northeastern Durham, up in Colonial Village. That goat is going up for auction now as they haven't been able to find the owner. And we are joined in the studio by Captain Tim Deck of the Durham County Sheriff's Office. He's the Animal Services Commander there. Captain, good to have you here in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, okay, not very often do we hear about a lost goat in the middle of like a major city. So what do we know about what happened?
We don't know a whole lot, actually. to be honest with you, there was a lady who saw the goat basically walking down the middle of the street. It was dragging a rope. Looked like the rope had broken off of whatever it was the goat was tied to, and she was able to secure it until we got there. So it's unusual.
Was she able to secure it? Like, what was the mechanism for doing that?
Well, I mean, all she did had to do was grab the rope.
Okay,
and and was able to almost like a leash type of thing.
All right,
So she was able to do that, and I think secured it to a tree or something in her yard until we got there, and then we were able to pick it up and transport it. But it's a very docile animal.
Right,
so,
right.
It didn't give her any problems or anything like
that. Okay, and no one has come forward to claim it. No one's been posting up signs saying, "Have you seen this goat?"
No. We've ridden through the area. We've knocked on some doors trying to see if we can identify who the owner is. We put up social media posts, put up flyers and stuff, shelter and other various places trying to see if we can identify the owner. And, most of the times in Durham, if an animal was lost, they'll contact the APS there in Durham.
Right.
But nobody's come forward trying to reclaim it.
What does that suggest? I know there's a CBS story saying they're thinking it's either a pet or they were raising it for food. I guess if they're not reporting it lost, then I presume it's not a pet.
Yeah, I would think so. If it was a pet, somebody would have been looking all over for it.
Right.
The presumption is that somebody was probably going to raise it for some type of food or something like that. In certain cultures, they do like goat meat and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
So I've had goat meat. It's good.
Yeah.
I have too.
It's
not too bad.
Yep.
All right. So now the goat is at the Blind Spot Animal Sanctuary in Rougemont, right?
Yes, that's correct. They're a great nonprofit organization. We've partnered with them here recently. When we have livestock animals, farm animals that we can't house at the shelter, mm-hmm. We've contracted with them and set them up as vendors to where they can house them until we can either locate the owner or go through this process like we are now and have an auction.
How often does that happen?
Honestly, not very often.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe half a dozen times a year,
okay.
Something like that. So it's not very often.
With what animals usually?
We found goats. We have found pigs.
Okay.
Goats and pigs are pretty much the primary ones right mm-hmm. there.
Speaking with Captain Tim Deck, again, Animal Services Commander for the Durham County Sheriff's Office. DurhamSheriff.com is the office's website. You can go there for more information on the office in general, as well as on the goat and the auction, which is coming up on Thursday, right?
Right. Well, it'll be Thursday morning, August 1st, and we're going to hold it at the Blind Spot Animal Sanctuary on their property up there. We figured it was easier instead of having to put stress on the animal and transport it down to the shelter and all that other stuff.
So, makes sense, yeah. So what do people need to know about the auction?
It's open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some questions about why can't we vet, potential bidders, but
right.
State law doesn't allow us to do
right.
that. I know there's different groups that might be planning to bid on the goat.
Including the sanctuary,
including
right?
the sanctuary, yeah. They've actually went and named it and everything. They named it Billy Jeffrey Clyde, I believe is the name they gave it.
All right.
Some of the volunteers up there, so... So I know that they're going to be looking to do some bidding on it, but it's just open to the public, and it starts at 10 a.m., and we'll start about $50 and go from there.
Cash only, right?
Cash only, yes.
Cash only, yep. So it might actually be the positive outcome for the goat. If this was a goat that was being raised for food, it might end up with a good home.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think there's some people that are definitely going to make sure that it gets to a good home and not have to worry about being used as food. So
well, that's good. Anything else that people ought to know?
Just the biggest thing is if you ever have any issues with animals, livestock, or anything like that, don't hesitate to call the sheriff's office in Durham, and we'll respond and do what we can to help out.
Sounds good. Again, DurhamSheriff.com is the website for the Durham County Sheriff's Office. More information on the goat and the auction there. The auction is Thursday morning, August 1st, 10 a.m. at the Blind Spot Animal Sanctuary, which is on Bacon Road in Rougemont. Captain Tim Deck, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.